What's up, guys? Welcome back to Gen Alpha Talk. In today's episode, I will be talking about COVID-19. I haven't talked about it since last year, and I know you guys probably want an update, but today is not an update. You have got to wait a little while longer. Today, I'll be talking about the booster vaccine. Should you or should you not get it? And why is it important? So, if you decided you want to get a vaccine booster shot, well, you should choose wisely. Three COVID-19 vaccines are authorized or approved for use in the United States to prevent COVID-19. Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna. COVID-19, they are the mRNA vaccines, are preferred. You may get the Johnson & Johnson's Janssen COVID-19 vaccine in some situations. But who can get a booster shot? If you received Pfizer, BioNTech, who should get a booster? Everyone 12 years and older. When? At least 5 months after completing your primary COVID-19 vaccination series. Which boosters can you get? Pfizer and BioNTech or Moderna, which is our mRNA COVID-19 vaccine, are preferred in most situations. Teens 12 to 17 years old may only get a Pfizer and BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine booster. If you received Moderna, you should get a booster if you're an adult 18 years and older. When? At least 5 months after completing your primary COVID-19 vaccination series. Which booster can you get? Pfizer and BioNTech or Moderna, which is an mRNA COVID vaccine, are preferred in most situations. If you receive Johnson & Johnson's Janssen, if you should be 18 years old or more to get a booster. At least 2 months after receiving your Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine, you can get a booster. Pfizer and BioNTech or Moderna, which is an mRNA, are preferred. If you need help scheduling your booster shot, contact the location that set up your previous appointment. If you need to get your booster shot in a location different from where you received your previous shot, there are several ways you can find a vaccine provider. Find a COVID-19 vaccine or booster by search vaccines.gov, text your zip code to 438829, or call 1-800-232-0233. Let me try that again. 1-800-232-0233 to find locations near you. What to expect during and after your booster shot appointment? Bring your CDC COVID-19 vaccination record card to your booster shot appointment so your provider can fill in the information about your booster dose. If you did not receive a card at your first appointment, contact the vaccination site where you got your first shot or your state health department to find out how you can get a card. You may experience side effects after getting a COVID-19 vaccine. These are normal signs that your body is building protection against COVID-19. If you have enrolled in VSafe, enter your booster shot in your VSafe account. The system will send you daily health check-ins. You will be able to tell CDC about any side effects. A person is considered boosted and up-to-date right after getting their booster dose. If you were vaccinated outside of the United States, if you completed a Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna, or Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine primary series outside of the United States, you should follow the guidance here for booster shots. Otherwise, if you were vaccinated abroad with other COVID-19 vaccines, you can get a booster shot if you're 12 years or older and you either receive all the recommended doses of a World Health Organization emergency use listing COVID-19 vaccine. Not approved or authorized by U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Or completed a mix-and-match series composed of any combination of FDA-approved, FDA-authorized, or WHO-EUL COVID-19 vaccines. If you meet the above requirements, you can get a single booster shot of Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine at least 5 months after getting all recommended doses of completing a mix-and-match COVID-19 vaccine series. So here I'll be answering some frequently asked questions. Do booster shots use the same ingredients as existing vaccines? Yes, COVID-19 booster shots are the same ingredients formulation as the current COVID-19 vaccines. However, in the case of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine booster shot, the dose is half the amount of the vaccine people get for the primary series. If we need a booster shot, are the vaccines working? Well, yes, COVID-19 vaccines are working well to prevent severe illness, hospitalization, and death. However, public health experts are starting to see reduced protection over time against mild and moderate disease, especially among certain populations. What are the risks to getting a booster shot? Adults and children may have some side effects from a COVID-19 vaccine, including pain, redness, or swelling at the injection site, tiredness, headache, muscle pain, chills, fevers, and nausea. Serious side effects are rare, may occur. Am I still considered fully vaccinated if I don't get a booster shot? Yes, the definition of fully vaccinated has not changed and does not include a booster shot. Everyone is still considered fully vaccinated 2 weeks after their second dose in the two-shot series, such as the Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna vaccines, or 2 weeks after a single-dose vaccine, such as the Johnson & Johnson, Janssen vaccine. Fully vaccinated, however, is not the same as optimally protected. To be optimally protected, a person needs to get a booster shot when and if eligible. Does the definition of up-to-date include a booster shot? Well, it depends. Everyone is considered up-to-date until the time they're eligible for a booster, which is 5 months after the second dose in a two-shot series. Pfizer and BioNTech or Moderna vaccines, or 2 months after the J&J Johnson vaccine. After this time period, a booster shot is recommended and a person is no longer up-to-date on the recommended COVID vaccination. In order to be up-to-date, a person will need to get a booster shot to be considered up-to-date. Data supporting need for a booster shot. Studies show that after getting vaccinated against COVID-19, protection against the virus and the ability to prevent infections with variants may decrease over time and due to change in variants. Although COVID-19 vaccines remain effective in preventing severe disease, recent data suggest they're effective at preventing infection or severe illness wanes over time, especially in people ages 65 years and older. The recent emergence of the Omicron variant further emphasizes the importance of vaccination, boosters, and prevention efforts need to protect against COVID-19. Data of clinical trials show that a booster shot increases the immune response in trial participants who finish a Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna primary series 6 months earlier or who receive a J&J Janssen single-dose vaccines 2 months earlier. With an increased immune response, people should have improved protection against getting infected with COVID-19. For Pfizer, BioNTech, and Johnson & Johnson, Janssen, clinical trials also show that a booster shot helped prevent severe disease. This is the end of my episode, and I hope you guys had a great listen. If you did, hit the like, subscribe, and share button. Much appreciated, and I'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.